1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. It's now our, as you know, Open Phone Tuesday, and we take calls from a variety of people, from you guys in the audience at 1-800-449-8686. And we'll take a call from somebody who's got something interesting to say about a topic in the news and sort of respond to that and take your impressions on that. And this is Clara, right? Oh, boy, I don't have Clara up. Well, what line was she on, Mike? Oh, this one. Okay.
3875.
No, that's not her. I don't know where she is. You, well, Clara is a caller from where? From Bellflower? Let's find out if this is her. Clara, you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. We couldn't find you there.
Yes.
Okay, Clara, let me ask you this. You had a question for me, and we're going to respond to this?
Phil, what I wanted to know is what you think about Jesse Jackson.
Going to China?
His offer to go to China, yes.
I think that Reverend Jackson's always lent his efforts at this kind of thing, and so whatever it takes to get those kids home, short of, you know, selling the country out security-wise, I think it would be a good thing.
Well, I believe that Reverend Jackson has done good as well. I also know that when he got into some trouble with making that girl pregnant, he was very much disrespected before all the facts were known.
Well, the Reverend admitted to fathering this child out of the wedlock, right?
But that's not all there is to it. It's possible that that young woman, and what I'm saying is it's possible that young woman may have, was going to go out and have that child with some other man. I think Reverend Jackson may have said to her, well, if you insist on having a child out of wedlock, then at least, dear Lord, let me be the father. And that way the child will have the genes of Reverend Jackson. I say, thank you, Jesus, that Reverend Jackson fathered the father of that child. I praise Jesus for the light he brought into that woman's life with the baby that he gave her, and yet all he got was disrespect.
Okay, so the point is...
Well, but the point is, but now they want these kids back, the spy plane kids, who are out there fooling around along the Chinese coast. They got some man killed with his foolishness, and now they are in custody. And why do you think they want to bail these children out? Reverend Jackson, I say that before the Reverend undertakes to save some other woman's child from harm's way, that he is owed an apology by the American people. And what is more, President Bush should pay his way over there.
Okay, Clara, you've said a lot there. You're saying that Reverend Jackson is owed an apology for the treatment that he received at the hands of the media regarding this out-of-wedlock child.
Yes, I do, because, again, it may have been a case which sometimes can happen. Where a minister is counseling a young woman concerning her life, and she is determined to have a child out of wedlock. And so the Reverend will offer himself as a father so that that child will at least have good genes and good support.
Well, you're saying that's possible. We don't know if that happened.
I don't know, but I'm saying everyone has prejudged Reverend Jackson. But now you have these children.
By children, Ms. Bingham, you're saying that these are American flyers. These are people who are service people. They're involved in a covert operation.
But they are still young people in the employment of the United States government in the service. Now they are joyriding down the coast or whatever they're doing.
And what you call it joyriding? Were they on a mission?
We don't know. They could have been fooling around, taking a very expensive aircraft and fooling around. Now they get into a joyride situation where they hit a Chinese jet, and a man is killed. And now it's not funny anymore. When a man gets killed, now all that joyriding and all that nonsense has to go to the back burner. And I think now they are in custody, and Reverend Jackson has offered to go over.
Okay, well, if Reverend Jackson has offered to go over, who are you to say he shouldn't go?
I would advise him not to go until he is given an apology. For simply doing a woman a favor by letting her have his baby. Then I see no reason why these children, most of whom are white, by the way, shouldn't stay in China.
Well, what has that got to do with it? See, we just did a whole hour. We did a whole hour on a woman who had a problem with Hispanic maids. Now what are you telling me?
That all I am saying is Reverend Jackson to the rescue again for some woman's white child who was fooling around in an airplane and had a man killed. And
well, you read the newspaper, I'm sure. You recognize that there is substantial intelligence indicating that this Chinese fighter jet was on an errant course. It ran into the American spy plane.
Well, I think that's all foolishness. That's all propaganda.
Well, we don't know that, but we also don't know that what I'm saying isn't true, that these Americans in this EP-3 were on cruise control, might have been engaged in some kind of whatever the hell you want to call it, espionage. But the fact of the matter remains, there is substantial intelligence. They weren't fooling around that maybe the Chinese fighter brought it on himself.
Well, Mr. Henry, this is not the first time that Reverend Jackson has offered to go and bail out some young white man who has been fooling around in an airplane. And
what other time?
Well, you know, in Bosnia.
Oh, okay, all right, Bosnia. And was it the Syrian, the situation in Syria?
There was a flyer in the Middle East, too. I think the time has come for this man, Reverend Jackson, to get the apology for that illegitimate child, and then we can talk about bailing out some joyriding white boy in an airplane.
I think these kids deserve more respect than that.
Well,
I think they deserve more respect than to be called some joyriding white boy in an airplane.
I think Reverend Jackson's owed an apology.
Maybe, but I think right now those kids are hostage and, deserve. Let me get a phone call here. Do you mind taking a phone call?
I'm sorry?
Do you mind taking some phone calls here, Claire? Because that's what we do on our open phone.
No, not at all.
Okay. Grace, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Basically, I really don't think that Reverend Jackson should be getting an apology from anyone. He made the mistake. He laid down it. Now everything it's been swept away.
We don't know why he laid down with that woman. We don't know. Again, that might have been to save that woman from going and having a child with some other man.
You know what? But he's not Jesus, and he's not Christ for him to make that judgment. He's a man.
Would you not rather have?
There's no one that has to give. No one. No one has to tell him. You know what? Hey, I know you did this wrong. We apologize. Hey, this is America. We have our own decisions. We can say whatever we want to say. This is totally irrelevant to these young people that are sleeping in a different country. They're protecting our country every single day. Okay, so they're doing something that we don't know about. Half of the stuff that happens in America,
A lot of these white boys will get in an airplane and they start joyriding around China.
You saying white?
Well, I don't know.
I'm African American,
exactly.
And I'm Puerto Rican as well.
Well,
whether they're purple,
time you saw a black man in an airplane?
Wait a minute.
Hold on for a minute. What do you mean, when's the last time we saw a black man in an airplane? We just retreated to the Tuskegee Airmen epic on HBO. We know that there were many great black flyers. What are you saying? There's nothing but white guys in that plane.
I don't know
A sergeant major. Uncle is a sergeant major in the United States Army. Uncle is a sergeant, and he's black.
I don't know of a young African-American dumb enough to go joyriding with a white boy in an airplane. Let me put it that way.
What do you mean joyriding in an airplane? They were on a mission, however ill-conceived, however ridiculous by the standards of diplomacy and espionage. They were on a mission. And if you want to criticize anybody, criticize their superiors.
Well, I don't think, and I would ask Grace this question, because you're a young woman. If you were to have a child by a man, hello, she has hung up?
She's hung up her phone. Go ahead.
Well, I would say to Grace, if you had a child by a man out of wedlock, I would dare her to find a better example of a man and a better example of an American than Reverend Jesse Jackson. And that is the honest truth.
So in other words, hey, young ladies out there, if you want to have a baby by a guy that you're not married to, Reverend Jackson's your man.
I am not saying that. I am simply saying, and I'm really don't appreciate you putting a sarcastic spin on it either.
No, that's what you said, though.
I am saying that if a young inner-city woman is to have a child out of wedlock, then she might as well have it with Reverend Jackson, because he can lend his genes and his good name, a strong genes, well-spoken man, and he is very close to the Lord as a reverend. Hallelujah. And I say praise Jesus that he fathered that child.
All right, well, we're going to get back to this whole thing, though, Clara, about the espionage, you know, the EP-3, the plane being down. You call it a bunch of white boys joyriding in a spy plane, and you say that before Reverend Jackson goes over there and tries to get him out of there, he's deserving of an apology. I know he's been very successful in those kinds of missions before. I would hope that were you advising him, he wouldn't take your advice. It always feels good to be able to get the last word on something like that. And
oh, bull crap.
And would you put her on hold, please? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Caller Clara Bingham, who, and Clara, you're a, I understand, a elementary school teacher, a substitute teacher at Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, believes that Reverend Jesse Jackson, before he goes to China, and he's made the offer to go to China to negotiate the release of the Americans who are being held captive there, that before he goes, he's deserving of an apology from the American media for taking all the abuse that he did during his much chronicled episode as the father of an illegitimate child. So you're saying basically he won't save the lives of these people unless he gets an apology.
That would be what I would recommend, yes.
And what if he doesn't get the apology?
Then I think that these families that have lost their children to this, episode, this adventure that they're on, I see no reason why these children should return from China. They have good food over there. They are in an emerging nation. The Chinese military is one of the tops in the world. The job opportunity is going to be much better there than it is here. Their economy doesn't suffer from the same things we do.
You're saying for them to stay in China?
I don't see why we should bring them home when everybody's all over Reverend Jackson because he tried to help a young woman.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
This woman is making me so upset, saying, praise Jesus.
I am a Christian.
Oh, no, you're not, because if you were...
Only God, only Jesus Christ, only Jesus Christ himself can testify to who has been bathed in the blood of the Lamb.
No,
and I have been bathed in the blood of the Lamb.
Betrayed his wedding vows, okay?
And,
that's
and,
a covenant
are you Christian?
With God.
Are you a Christian woman?
Yes, I am.
And
I'm a born-again Christian.
What denomination, if you don't mind me asking?
I am a born-again Christian.
You are non-denominational?
Yes.
So, in other words, you are a relative moralist. You just pick and choose from the Bible what you like.
Oh, no, I do not. I obey the Bible.
You have no church, and you have
no
pastor.
No, no, no. I do have a church. It's Baptist, for your information.
You are Baptist. I know good Baptist, and I know that is a very good church that you are a member of. Why do you speak like this?
Because you cannot have someone you're not married to. That's not biblical, dear.
Well, what about this whole trip that Reverend Jackson was doing the girl a favor? Otherwise, she would have had the father would have been some gangbanger or something.
That is right.
No.
That you would much rather have.
He needs to keep it in his pants and sleep with his own wife.
And what about that girl having a baby by a gangbanger or something like that?
She doesn't need to have a baby then.
Well, what if she's going to go out and have that baby? Better that she have that baby by a good man.
Well, then Reverend Jackson needs to take her to church and have her read out of the Bible.
Well,
then
because
he's
already married.
Then she wouldn't be having sex. Marriage.
He's already married. He had no choice.
What do you mean he had no choice?
In other words, he was ministering to this young woman. He knew she was going to go out and get pregnant by a gangbanger or something like that.
Well,
he said, "Well, look, if you're going to get pregnant, I'll go ahead and do it. And but I'm married."
That makes no sense.
You know, Jennifer, I think you are newly anointed with the blood of the Lamb. I think you need to be.
No, I think you
need
to go back and read your Bible.
And where in the Bible does it say anything other than...
It says, thou shalt not commit adultery here. Reverend Jackson is married. That means he's not supposed to have sex with anyone else, other than his wife.
Okay, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You need to figure out what's going on in Cincinnati. What is this stuff that's happening? Come on in here, Mike. Well, or what happened today? Because I just saw it here briefly on CNN. Go into another room, find a freaking TV monitor, look it up on CNN, and find out what's going on. What was the stuff that happened in Cincinnati today? All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on the internet right now. Wolf Blitzer was just on talking about it. I'm sorry, folks, but I just want to see what this is because it looked like there was some crap. If it ain't headlined here, U.S. says China, blah, blah, blah. Some kind of a protest in Cincy. Well, never mind. Do you know what it is, Craig? Yeah, all the black people came out and protested McVeigh being executed. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Bingham, I don't suppose...
No, I did not hear anything about young black people out protesting Timothy McVeigh. I think they should drag him behind a truck. I think they should...
Okay, fine. I'm sorry that I brought it up. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Clara Bingham about... well, about the situation with Reverend Jackson possibly going to China to get the guys out, and the fact that he deserves an apology first. Here's Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Phil, I just wanted to comment to Clara. First of all, I don't think our government is going to give willy-nilly to the troops over there saying, hey, you guys, you can just take our multi-million-dollar airplane out here and go do some white boy joyriding out on it.
Is that right, Mary? And are you in the military? Do you understand? Do you understand the military?
Please be quiet.
Well, you know, Mary, you're not going to tell a black woman
that. Say what I have to say.
Are you used to telling? You're used to telling black people. You're telling black people to be quiet.
No, ma'am.
Is that what you do, Mary?
To be quiet. It doesn't matter what your color is.
Is that what you do in your life? You just tell all the black folks to shut up.
Well,
is that what you do, Mary?
You know,
or that's very unfair. She asked you to be quiet because she wanted to say something.
Well, she's coming on like she's all that,
exactly.
And she knows all about
the
military.
Actually, Claire, you're the one that's sounding racist.
No, you're coming on like you all that with the military and all that.
The United States government would not give
is that right?
our people an airplane and just say go join.
Is that right? How do you know that?
On a specific mission.
You think that they're all always real smart,
that
is that
on
it?
The news media.
The Lord said
okay?
to spread your
He's
seed across the land
that,
and procreate. That's what Reverend Jackson's doing.
Concerned.
God,
and what you had to say
Jesus.
About him sleeping with the woman.
Yes.
I have been a Christian for many years.
Here we
and
go.
You're wrong because you need to be back in the Word
you know,
of God.
You know, I got all these
you are not
Christians calling in and telling
God.
Me.
I don't care how much you say that you are a Christian.
Well, I don't
you
care how much you say you're Christian.
All right,
okay.
Now I'm going to jump in. I'm jumping in. I'm jumping in now. One thing that happens every time we have you Christians on the air is none of you people listen to anything. You're all given speeches and sermons. And
I find that very offensive. I was listening to this white woman run her mouth about Jesus and the Bible and whether I'm a Christian or not. Now, I think I have the right to say something.
Go ahead.
Everybody's given you already the right to say something.
I think
you
I have the right to say.
Don't let anybody else speak.
Now, there
the
you go talking. There you go talking again. You done?
Mary,
you
are there?
Obviously want the platform, my dear. You're not going to give it to anybody else.
That's right, yeah. So shut up.
And okay, I don't need that. 1-800-449-8686. What happened here, man? I just got my line. Everything's messed up today. Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
David, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Clara. Listen, nobody's going to apologize to Reverend Jesse Jackson. You know, he doesn't deserve an apology.
Well, then you can keep them flyers over there in China because they are never coming home.
Yeah, well, yes, they are.
Yeah, they're never going to come home.
Jesse Jackson's credibility and authority.
And who's going to bring them home?
They'll come back.
Oh, really?
I
you have all that faith in there? Jesse Jackson got those flyers back from Bosnia, Serbia, Herzegovina.
Well, that was before
he got them
showed
all
his real
back.
Colors.
He got them all. Oh, now he can't get anybody back because he showed his real colors.
Like I said, and also, the way you throw the term around, white boy, white boy, white boy, I'm sick of
you clean up your mouth, you freaking little skinhead punk. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're going to move on here to Jennifer on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Jennifer, go ahead.
You know what?
Jennifer, I could have told that boy off real good.
That's fine. I told him off. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hi. I just don't think that one has to do with the other. I mean, he messed up. I'm sure he knows that he messed up.
Well, I don't think that he should be going over to China after all you folks are dumping all over him.
I've never dumped on him. I think it has nothing to do. I respect anybody that wants to go over there and help the situation. Those are people over there representing our country. He's going over there.
Representing our country. These boys are joyriding down the coast of China, looking to get into all kind of mess. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing.
Okay, your car phone's horrible. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Some of these car phones, man, we got to, like, just blow them off the line. They suck. Officers in riot gear on Tuesday fired beanbags and tear gas at demonstrators in the second day of downtown protests over the police killing of an unarmed black man. Officials said some 120 young people have been arrested over the 2 days. Tensions are running high after the death Saturday morning of Timothy Thomas, who was shot once while fleeing police who were pursuing him over a variety of misdemeanors such as not wearing a seatbelt. He was the fifth black person killed by police in September. There's a great deal of frustration within the community, which is understandable. We had way too many deaths in our community at the hands of Cincinnati police. This according to the mayor of Cincinnati, Charlie Lucan. Tuesday's protests involved about 150 demonstrators, black and white young people, who marched through the city streets, overturning newspaper boxes and breaking windows. Do we got a break? We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I got my attention distracted, but I was looking up at CNN and I saw the footage from Cincinnati where the kids were throwing rocks and, you know, running from the cops, and I wondered, well, what the hell happened? You know, we try to keep our nose in the news as much as we can, even though, you know, it means we have to read the LA Times, which is always painful. But no, we can do it with the CNN website. But I was completely unaware of what had happened, and then come to find out that it had to do with cops shooting a guy that wasn't armed, you know. And I just, you know what, we got rid of Clara, and because suddenly my heart wasn't in it, man. How many more cops are going to shoot people who are not don't have guns? How many more times are we going to hear about people getting shot who are not? And how many more times I can listen to some dumb civilians, some stupid people who don't know anything about cops, call up talk shows and say imbecilic things like, well, why was he running from the police? I don't care if he was running from the cops 300 miles. This guy had warrants on him, the worst of which was he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. But I don't care if it was for murder. This guy didn't have a gun. This guy's not armed, and he's shot by some dumb cop. You know what? I like the cops. I believe in police. I'm a person. I'll go to my grave realizing and understanding maybe better than anybody how much we need them. But we need smart cops now more than ever before, because these dumbasses that we got are ruining it for all of you guys. Crooked, dumb, stupid cops. They shouldn't be cops. And if you say to me that their job is tough, so why can't they have a little, you know, why can't they spread their wings? You know what? Go find another job someplace else. Go to work for the mafia. Go to work for La Cosa Nostra. Go to work for LCN or whatever the hell they're calling it this week on The Sopranos. Don't go to work for a legitimate law enforcement agency. You guys don't know anything about enforcing law. You're crooked. You're rotten. You're criminals. You belong with criminals. You don't belong with good police officers who are trying to do a job. And if you're a dumbass, if you don't know how to do your job, if you're a little trigger happy, if you got an itchy trigger finger, if you're scared of that running black kid, whatever your problem is when you grew up, then maybe what you ought to do is not be a cop too. How many more times are we going to have to read in the paper, listen on TV, or wherever the hell else it is, about an unarmed man, generally, mostly, black man, shot by police? And I'm not even going to entertain any more phone calls from the nervous white people that live out in the burbs. You know, the ones that were buying all the guns during the Rodney King riots? You remember that? Remember how funny that was? All the stuff's going on in South Central or Koreatown, but all these whiteys that live out in Palos Verdes are going out and getting guns. Yeah, you guys were at real risk out there. The people who are at risk are the people living down in those areas, and probably if they were seen with a gun, the cops would have shot them. This ain't isolated anymore, man. We got cops that are just too stupid to be police officers. Now, I'm sorry, and I realize that when you guys do a good job, most of the time people overlook it. I wish it wasn't so. I'll tell you what, I'll do my part to let people know, good police officers, putting their lives on the line, doing a great job. You guys need all the kudos and all the endorsement in the world. But you know what? I expect criminals to act like criminals. I don't expect cops to act criminal. So that's the difference, and that's the hard job you got, and that's the line you got to toe, man, whether you like it or not. And if I got to hear about one more cop shooting somebody who doesn't have a gun on them because the dumbass thought it was a gun and it was a wallet or it was the guy's penis or whatever it was he was doing, maybe he was pulling it out to take a leak. Looks like a gun to me, Eddie. Go for it. Yeah, Cincinnati police, man. Guy pulled it out to take a leak. Penis looks like gun. Cincinnati police now in heavy retraining. Or whatever this kid's problem was, I don't know. Well, it was black. Yeah, you know, it could have been a gun. I don't know what I'm going to do. This stuff's going on too much. It's got to end. And it's got to end today. And I don't give a crap what this guy's excuse is. He's fired. Kid's got, he's not armed. He's got seatbelt warrants. And he's running. Whatever that rule about, you know, here in California, isn't there a law that says that depending upon the misdemeanor, the offense, cops can break off a pursuit? Depending upon the offense, whether it is it's misdemeanor as opposed to felony, police can break off a pursuit if it's going to endanger civilians or may wind up into something heavy. This guy was chasing down some kid that had warrants. All right, he had seatbelt warrants. He had minor traffic counts. What the hell? Bad scene. They ever catch up to him, looks like he's going to be going to jail. Might have to go up in front of a judge and maybe do like a 90-day stretch. I don't know what this guy's going to have to plea out to. But he don't deserve to die. Don't you understand? You stupid people that think that a guy runs from a cop, well, automatically that must mean he must have been doing something wrong, so he deserves to die. Because his behavior is suspicious. You see, that's called Nazi Germany. That's called Soviet Russia. That's what they did to people when their behavior was a little weird. They throw them in a gulag because we can't have people behaving weirdly. Now, can we? It must mean they're guilty of some kind of felony. Kill them. You remember in a movie, Do the Right Thing? They burned down Sal's Pizza Parlor. I knew a lot of people went and saw that movie. They said, why would they burn down Sal's Pizza Parlor? Why would they do that to him? Because that Radio Raheem kid died. That's why they burned down Sal's Pizza Parlor. Well, but that didn't have anything to do with Sal. Well, yeah, it did. Sal wanted him to turn his radio down, and he wouldn't turn his radio down. They got into a fight. The cops came. They put him in a chokehold. He dies. So they burned the pizza parlor down. Made sense to me. Nobody deserves to die because their music was too loud. Nobody. No one deserves to die because the music was too loud. Maybe they deserve to go to jail. Maybe they deserve to have their radio broken up with a baseball bat. Maybe they deserve to be escorted out of the area. But death is not an option there, folks. Cops don't chokehold a guy because his radio is too freaking loud. And you don't kill a man who isn't packing anything. Well, you know, it's really difficult for the police to see in the dark, and maybe we need some new cops. And I'm all in favor of retraining our police, going to the universities, making it mandatory that these men and women have four-year degrees. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it is that these coppers are getting into the force with now. I think it ought to be mandatory four-year degree in law enforcement. 4 years, and then maybe. And if we got to pay them more, let's pay them more. Hey, all of you Republicans out there that love to shovel all that dough into our defense budget, how about paying these coppers a little bit more money? You guys love cops. Give them some of that, Jack. Take it away from your buddies who are getting all of that government-sanctioned welfare for the rich corporations. Give it to the coppers. They deserve it. But start training these guys to act like freaking human beings instead of every 5 minutes we're hearing about another cop shooting an unarmed man. Every 6 minutes we're hearing about another copper who's shooting some kid who was pulling his wallet out of his pants, pulling his wiener out of his pants, pulling something out of his pants. Maybe he was taking his pants off. Maybe they were offended by that. You don't kill him. This is open and shut. This guy's fired. Unless I have something here and nobody's telling me. He had no weapon on him. He was no danger to this cop. How dare that guy pull a pistol and fire it at this kid? We got a gun-happy, trigger-happy, freaked-out, psychotic, butcher-house mentality in this country, and it better end. We got the idea that weapons solve problems. The idea that, well, you never know because the guy looks funny, acts funny, dresses funny, dances strange down my driveway, cat wears his hair funny, greases his pompadour too much, he deserves to die. That's where we are in America today. That guy down in Louisiana, remember that guy shot that kid who had the wrong house? Why did he shoot him? Because he was Oriental and he was dancing funny down the guy's driveway and he didn't know he was in danger. He shot and killed his kid. That guy walks. Because in America today, if you're strange, you deserve to die. Remember that. Don't you ever fool yourself into thinking that it's any different. If you dress funny, look funny, are weird, are black, wrong color, wrong face paint, wrong day, man, you deserve to die. That's the slaughterhouse, butcher house, garbage pit we've created for ourselves called America. And all you got to do is build yourself a house behind some guard gates, and you don't have to deal with it. And get yourself a gun, all you people out there that wouldn't know which end the bullet comes out of. Go and get yourself a gun. We need more people who don't know their ass from 40 cents a week owning guns. Because after all, it's your right. Please do. Please, go get guns. Leave them laying around the house. Your kid gets his head blown off. Maybe somebody comes through a window at night. You shoot them. Sure, it's a burglar. Turns out to be your 18-year-old son. Whatever. Nature weeding out the stupid. All right, I'm finished. Besides, I need coffee. All right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be sorry? Okay, I'm not sorry. Okay, anyway, Phil Henry Show here. We'll be right back with, we have our Tuesday night fight of the week coming up on the Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome to Madison Square Garden for this, the big prize fight tonight. It's Tuesday night at the Vice of the Phil Henry Show. Tuesday night at the Vice brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Remember, folks, order a Pabst next time you're enjoying breakfast. I know I do. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a very big fight here tonight, as you know. This is a heavyweight bout going 12 rounds. And this fight, of course, sanctioned by the New Jersey Boxing Commission. Now, the challenger will be entering the ring here momentarily, and here comes the challenger now, Bruce Springsteen. As he enters the ring, he'll be taking on, of course, tonight, the defending heavyweight champion of the world, Jesus Christ. Bruce Springsteen entering the ring. Undefeated, he, 54 years of age, still resilient, bringing his particular post-Dylan populism to the masses for the 8 millionth time. Just headlined a sold-out tour of the United States and the world. So, of course, it is Bruce Springsteen versus Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. And just to give you some of the sidelines, some of the color, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ was heard in the local paper this week, basically asking Bruce to shut his mouth, shut it tight, Springsteen boring the King of Kings with his bullcrap. Now, I was able to tape an interview earlier in the evening with Bruce Springsteen before this big fight, his big heavyweight match against Jesus Christ, and here's what he had to say. Now, Bruce, you're going up against Jesus Christ. Any thoughts? All right, thank you. So, Bruce Springsteen in great form, going up against Jesus Christ, and here he comes, Jesus Christ, the defending champion of the world, into the ring. Listen to this crowd get... You gotta love this guy, curing leopards and blind people. How can you not love a guy like this? Jesus H. Christ. Wait a minute. Oh, actually, he's over that injury, isn't he? Shorty Lang is with me.
That's right. He's over the injury, Bill. He was on, he had hurt his leg in training.
Is that where the phrase Christ on a crutch comes from?
Yeah.
So there he goes. As Jesus comes into the ring. Johnny, what do you like in this fight?
Well, Bill, I think it's very difficult to go against a heavyweight champion of the world, Jesus Christ. He is the guy that made fishes and loaves and everything. And another thing that he did, you know, to deal with a dead guy, you can't beat it.
No doubt about it. Making a dead man walk again is one of just many skills that Jesus Christ has. Talk to us a little bit about Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen, I think, has a nice move poetically, but once again, it's very derivative of Dylan. Hasn't been on tour in quite some time. And of course, his material, I think, is left wanting since Born in the USA. I think the album he cut when he was married to Julianne Phillips, everybody knows it stunk the joint out. It was a real smeller. So I think that Springsteen, he's a, oh boy.
No doubt about it. And let's get ready for the fight. Let's go down ringside now with our referee, Eddie Jones.
Guys, you guys gonna win anything? Anyway, we're gonna kick your ass. All right, look at them. I'm gonna kick your ass. Nothing, you guys gonna do anything. You guys understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, get on the thing.
That was Jeremy Johnson there, or whatever the hell his name is. He's the referee for the big fight tonight. Bruce Springsteen and Jesus Christ, brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Drink your dinner this week. And they're getting ready for the first round. In the corner, in black, Springsteen. In white, JC. Here we go. There's the bell for the first round as they come up. And Christ lays an uppercut. Holy Christ. What a shot to Springsteen. Springsteen is down. He is down. Listen to this crowd. They're stunned. It took them 30 seconds to react. Springsteen gets his jaw broken. His skull fractured. He's a mess. And there is the count now. Let's go to the ring and hear the count.
One, two,
three,
four,
five,
seven,
six.
We're waiting, of course, for the referee to count this out. See, this is a good time, folks, to go to the refrigerator and get yourself an ice-cold Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon! I don't even eat anymore since I discovered it.
Six, 6.5.
Seven.
Seven. It's 10.
Eight.
Springsteen's still down. We're waiting for the ref to get to 10.
Nine.
Oh, just say it. 10, okay? Jesus. And the fight has been called. Jesus Christ in 4 seconds. Well, let's go to the referee. He's got it.
Champion of the world, Jesus Christ!
Is that the champion?
No, someone stepped on my foot.
God damn it! Ow! There it is, Jesus Christ is the champion. 5 seconds of the first round split Springsteen's skull in half. Oh, what a fight! What a knockout! And now we're going to have Shorty Lang. Shorty Lang is there in the ring to interview the champion. Shorty, take it away.
All right, Jesus Christ is here with me. Hey, watch it, guys. Watch. Come on. Police are here trying to get a lot of people out of the ring. Jesus, hell of a fight. Tell me a little bit about it. What was he coming at you with the first 30 seconds?
Well, you know, I knew right away I had to go, because I'm getting ill of a cough on Friday, you know. So I had to come out of everything, but everything cool.
Tell us about that loaves and fishes bit one more time. It's beautiful.
I don't know. I just done a thing. People come down. They want a load of fish or some kind of damn thing. I do everything I can.
All right, so Springsteen is out. Who's next?
I like to shut up Bob Dylan. He sucked. Also, Backstreet Boy, NSYNC, all that bullcrap. They don't start in Jesse Jackson. And I'd like to beat to death Billy Graham.
So you do plan on beating Billy Graham to death?
Yes, I do. Just as soon as I come out of training.
All right, there you have it. Jesus Christ, the champion of the world, with a phenomenal... phenomenal. And that's the end of the fight. Thank you very much, Shorty. We lost your microphone connection. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen, here from Madison Square Garden, where Jesus Christ has just beat the crap, the living crap out of Bruce Springsteen. Do you people get it? Finally, he sucks! Tuesday Night of the Fights brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Every time I do a fight, I'm juiced on Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. You should try it at work, too. This fight is a presentation of Phil Hendry Sports.